Congressman, thank you very much for being with us and give us your impressions of what you heard from Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke on the debt ceiling debate and the questions you had a chance to ask him at that hearing today.
Well, the chairman was pushing the idea of the importance of getting an agreement soon out of Congress that would simultaneously do two things. One, help balance the budget by reducing the amount of spending and get an agreement that would bring down the deficit while at the same time trade that for a temporary increase in the spending limit. And I think that one of the other issues that was discussed was the adverse consequences of too much government spending, but also too much easing, which could create inflation in the future. That question was put to Chairman Bernanke. He claims that he has this under control, but of course, if we don't get a deficit agreement done that actually reduces the deficit significantly, there is a high risk that the consequences will be inflationary.
Certainly, there's increased nervousness about what's going on there in Washington, and it looks like the war of words has really heated up between the administration and Congress on this issue. How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, I think the important issue is for everybody to keep their heads and realize that we've seen massive increases in government spending, double-digit increases for many agencies and departments. This has to be ratcheted back down. If we're going to have certainty back in the marketplace, people are going to have to believe that the deficit is going to come back down. And for that to happen, there has to be an actual agreement to reduce spending. That's what's on the table. And as we get closer to this August 2nd deadline, I think it'll become clear that entitlement reform has to be part of that solution.
And Congressman, let me ask you this. We did see the markets rally on signs that the Fed chairman signaled that QE3 is still on the table. Some additional stimulus from the Fed may be possible if needed. Give us your reaction to what he had to say about that.
Well, I understand his desire to basically pump more money into the system. But the problem in the past with doing that, especially if you look at what happened prior to the 1970s, was that with the Great Society programs that we were funding at the time, with the deficits that we were running, the consequences in the late 70s became what we now call the Great Inflation. And that inflationary impact was awfully hard to bring back down once it started. Once those inflation expectations became so great. And so I think that we should take a lesson from that now. And the only way, really, I think, to signal the market that this is going to be brought under control is an agreement that brings us back on a road towards deficit reduction. It's incumbent upon Congress and the administration to strike such an agreement soon.
Southern California Congressman Ed Royce, Republican member of the House Financial Services Committee. Look forward to staying in touch with you on all these major issues. And thank you very much for sharing your impressions with us here today on the KNX Business Hour.
Thank you, Frank.